fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the 26th day of July. Yes, despite what the California State Legislature would do if they could, we do in fact begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats. Right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The proper tip of the day is to work on your physical fitness. I say again, work on your physical fitness. It's going to be different things for different people. Everyone has limitations. You could be a 20-year-old Marine or an 80-year-old grandmother. It doesn't matter. The 20-year-old Marine has limitations as well as the 80-year-old grandmother. Work within those limitations. If you have chronic health issues, especially heart, lung issues, be sure and talk to your healthcare professional before you start doing anything strenuous. That's your proper tip of the day. We have patient Wayne Green and my friend Leon Green. Leon is a former officer in the United States Navy, a great guy, man about town, one of the most advanced preppers I've ever known, and I've known a lot. And we'll be talking about the events today and, of course, how incorporating doTERRA essential oils into your life can help you have the happy, full, healthy, fun life that you want to have. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning, John. How do you like that rain that we got yesterday?
Well, it was overdue. Things were getting a bit dry, especially the fields that have been cut over for hay harvesting. But it was a welcome break. The temperature break more than the rain, quite frankly, on my end. Of course, really high humidity, 96% humidity yesterday and the day before, but that's okay. That's part of it. How do you like it, sir?
I enjoyed it, and I was surprised how loud the thunderstorms were nearby, and I was thinking about my chickens outside, but what blew me away was when I woke up this morning, there was this huge oak tree, and it blew off. I mean, it broke either the rain or a lightning strike hit it, but it was maybe 75 feet long and the trunk that broke off was, you know, 3 feet in diameter. So I still have to go up there. I'm glad it broke on that side, because it would have smashed my RV on the other side. So I may be moving my RV because it was that close. And I'm like, you know, it's good for the protection, for the sun protection, but it's not good to have an RV sitting by an oak tree that has, you know, that calamity. So I've got to cut that tree down, and now I'm going to make it into a mushroom spore logs, spawn logs, and hopefully the mushroom spawn is still good. I'm going to, inoculate them so we can have mushrooms for the next, you know, 7 to 8 years. So I have like nine different tracks.
Way to go, Leon. Way to go, Leon. Well, I know you've been in the Ozarks now. It'll be a year. What is it, about 9 months you've been here? I've lost track.
No, it's over a year. I got here.
Over
in
a year. My, how time flies. Well, there's a phenomenon that is happening. It's been happening in the Ozarks for several years, and it's called root rot, where it affects, I don't know if it's all oak trees, but some oak trees. We have 21 varieties of oak trees in Missouri, by the way, Leon, in case you don't know. But an oak tree will appear to be just as healthy and vigorous and strong as an oak tree can look, just observing it. And then a windstorm comes. It doesn't have to be very much a windstorm, just something with maybe 40-50 mile an hour wind, which is strong enough to get your attention, but typically doesn't do any damage. And these what appear to be healthy oak trees just fall over because the roots have become rotten. And I've seen this happen on my place. It's caused minor problems, no major problems. But the proximity of trees to important infrastructure is something to be concerned about in general, isn't it, sir?
Yes, sir. And you know, the most dangerous tree in America is the cottonwood. The cottonwood that kills more people and does more house damage and structural damage than any other tree. And it's been banned in Colorado now because of how many, how much water it uptakes. And you can always, if you're in the West, you can always, you know, the Indians use the cottonwood tree as an indication of where water is, you know, year round. And so it's a great tree for preppers to look for, especially if you're doing a long distance trek. Because if you see cottonwood, you know there's a, there's a stream or there's water, you know, at the surface. And so, you know, I was on a trip, and when I came back, this cottonwood off of a neighbor's house fell and smashed the trampoline and on my organic garden. So I know, you know, those things can be bad. And then 2 months later, another one fell and smashed my fence. So, you know, I'm not too keen about cottonwood, other than the fact that you know, it's good for water. And the reason why I keep saying copperhead is I killed another copperhead yesterday when I was weeding. So it's like
right. I've killed three of them in the last couple of months. One was dead, caught on a glue board trap. The other two were caught in a glue board trap and still alive, so I cut their heads off with a shovel. But there is something else about the Ozarks. The white oak is known to be a tree that lives a really long time, very strong tree. The native, the tribe in our area was the Osage. They were a peaceful bunch. They did not engage in warfare against the invading Caucasians. They just simply got the hell out of Dodge and went to Oklahoma. But back before the white man came here, they would take a leather thong and bend over a white oak tree when it was still a sapling, maybe an inch or two in diameter, maybe 3 feet above ground level, bend it over at a 90-degree angle with that bent-over part pointing in a direction that would help the Indians to navigate through the forest to achieve their goal of navigation. And then a second bent-over part where it would go back 90 degrees straight back up in the sky. In my neighborhood, there are several. We call them thong trees. I know where several are. They're typically 2.5-3 feet in diameter, maybe four or maybe more, and are very distinctive. And I don't know if you've been made aware of these yet, but I've considered approaching the local high school or junior high school science teacher about documenting the thong trees while they're still alive and still viable, to document the trees, their location, the compass direction they're pointing, and so forth. Have you been aware of the thong trees previously before today, sir?
No, I didn't know it was called a thong tree, but there was a YouTube video in which I saw its whole forest of them that had the Z shape, and they described it. They couldn't figure out if it was water, but that would make sense, especially if they're doing training with multiple people, because there must have been 50 trees that all had the same, they were about the same age and same orientation, so that makes sense. I'd like to learn more about the thong tree.
Well, we can talk about that more privately, but it's one of the interesting things about the Ozarks, and next time you come and visit, Leon, I can show you the location of the one. There's one live, healthy one in my place, one that finally fell over into the forest, and I know the location of a couple more that we can observe from our vehicle without getting out of it on the public road. But there's a lot of history here in the Ozarks. The Trail of Tears went right through my property. My spring, the local legend, and maybe or may not be true, is that my spring was one of the campgrounds for the Trail of Tears. My spring is called the Woodlock Spring, puts out 1 million gallons a day. It was on a state highway map 20 years ago. And it may very well have been on a campground for the Trail of Tears, which was a very bad, the most horrendous part of my favorite president, President Andrew Jackson. His administration did wondrous things, with the exception of what he did to the Cherokees with basically stealing their property in the Carolinas and forcing them to move to the Oklahoma. It was horrible, should not have happened, and regardless, a lot of history here in the Ozarks, isn't there, Leon?
Yes, sir, and I was talking about Osage Indians. Did you know that they were the wealthiest people when they were dumped on the land in Oklahoma? There's a place there where they were dumped, and that was a reservation, and they found out that was the highest producing oil at the time in the world, and so they even had Caucasian guardian, because they were considered too stupid and too ignorant to be able to take care of it. So they were,
well, that's kind of ironic,
murdered, yeah,
because
they were like
the Osage. That's really ironic, but I say good for them. That's what I say, good for them. What we did to the Native Americans was horrific. It was tragic, it's obviously what happened should not have happened, but it did. And that's part of our history as well. Well, moving on from there, I watched Mike Adams interview Dr. Jane Ruby this morning. Between the two of them, they're coming up with really cutting-edge knowledge about what's in these COVID clot shots. And the more we find out, the scarier it becomes, Leon. And I also watched Dr. Jane Ruby's interviewing another scientist from England about the confirmation that the people with the vaccination are giving spike proteins to the people who are not vaccinated, especially their own children. We're dealing with pure evil here, aren't we, Leon?
Yes, sir. I mean, the magnitude and the depth of this deception and evil is, I mean, children get less than, the ones under five get less than 0.01% possibility of getting, you know, the so-called COVID, but they're mandating it. And, you know, I think, and I heard they're going to be pushing the whole mask with Centaurus and monkeypox and going into the, in Gavin Newsom's pushing, pushing it already for the season, and the NEA, National Education Association, is doing that. And so, it just blows me away. They're already starting to ramp it up for the fall.
Well, they need a pretext. You're right. They need a pretext to once again have the mail-in ballots. They know they know in the absence of the mail-in ballots, they're toast as far as control of the House of Representatives, as far as control of the Senate. They know they're done. Now, even though we have a a very defective person sitting in the Oval Office. The people actually running it are the old Obama administration, with Valerie Jarrett is actually doing the day-to-day operations of the United States of America. Joe Biden is just an empty suit doing what he's told to do to the best of his ability, which is pretty limited. Yep. But if the president can do certain things as president with executive orders, for example. One thing he can't do, one thing the president can't do, is authorize the spending of money. That can only come from Congress. And everybody in Congress knows that. Everybody in the United States Senate knows it. And, of course, the president knows it, that once they lose control of Congress, they lose the authority to spend money. And so what's coming up in just a couple of months, we only have 2 full months before the November elections. We got, well, actually, let's see, we got all of August, all of September, and we got three full months before the November elections. And that's a pretty short period of time to make sure they've got in place what they need to steal the next election like they stole the first one. And while I'm thinking about it, President Trump is certainly acting more and more presidential candidate-type activity all the time, isn't he?
I haven't been watching him. I just know that.
Well, he's now making statements about what he would do if he was a president again. So that's not 100% confirmation. Pretty darn close.
Right, but he's making an assumption and tell everybody, hey, you know, my. You know, obviously, you know, nobody's perfect, and there are many things that he did well, and there are also things, especially the energy independence, but, you know, I still think about the border, and, you know, he was also behind Operation Warp Speed, and he still says, you know, I helped invent the vaccine, and so, you know, he was obviously controlled as well, so, you know, would I much rather have him in versus, you know, the person who can't ride a bicycle? Yes, of course, Brandon, but, you know, I also heard there may be a DeSantis ticket with him in that regard, too. So I don't know what people think.
Well, we'll see.
Pence.
I was, in the spring of 2020, I was saying the following publicly, and it's all documented in our archives, that the vaccines were already in the refrigerator. Because that was the knowledge and information I had. You know, and of course they were. The vaccines were, of course, already in the refrigerator. Operation Warp Speed was a fantasy. In fact, I just talked to a gentleman last night. He's a doctor. His wife's a doctor. They may become our neighbors here. I hope they do. They're looking at the Log Lodge really intensely. But one of their patients told them in private, this patient works for one of the three vaccine manufacturing companies, either Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, or Moderna. Told them privately it took 6 years to develop the COVID-19 vaccine, not six or 8 or 9 months. So, of course, the vaccines were already in the refrigerator the spring of 2020. Now, if John Moore, here in the Ozarks, a 40-minute drive from the first red, green, and yellow traffic signal, of course President Trump knew that, don't you think?
Yes, sir.
Of course, you
all the patents attached. You can see the dates, and these patents were requested in CDC and FDA. So yes.
So President Trump has some very serious apologizing to do for what he did. Now I don't know if he did it out of ignorance or out of fear because they threatened to murder family members. I simply don't know. But he needs to be truthful about why he did what he did, supporting Operation Warp Speed, supporting the improper, harmful treatments that they had, remdesivir and respirators, instead of what we know. We knew this very early on in the spring of 2020, that hydroxychloroquine worked and ivermectin worked. Here's our break. Call numbers 512-248-8252, and we're going to find out what the oil of the week is when we get back. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back here, or more here, on Tuesday, the 26th of July. This hour is sponsored by doTERRA Essential Oils. I'm proud to say I am a doTERRA Essential Oils dealer. And there's a link at my website at thelibertyman.com for the doTERRA oils. And our special guest, Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, let us know what is the oil of the week, sir. Please proceed.
Yes, sir. It is Deep Blue, and that's a proprietary blend by doTERRA, and they also call it the soothing blend. And so some quick facts is the oils that are in this blend are well known for their ability to soothe inflammation, alleviate pain, and reduce soreness. And this is our most referred oil of everything that we have in our entire suite of over 150 different oils called Deep Blue. And the common uses are for arthritis, back pain, bone pain, bruises, bursitis, fibromyalgia, inflammation, joint pain, muscle aches and pain, muscle tension, pain, tension, headaches, and whiplash. And you apply it topically to the, you can do it directly to the spine or the local area. So in my case, I would do it to my knees when I'd go skiing in advance. And we have it in a rub. We have it as an oil by itself. And we have as a roll-on, which now has been added to the Deep Blue, is called Copaiba, or Copaiba from the Brazilian rainforest. And so what else is in the single oils that are in this blend are wintergreen, camphor, peppermint, blue tansy, German chamomile, helichrysum, osmanthus, and copaiba. And so what's special about the reason people ask, why is it blue? It's because of the blue tansy has a component in there called chamazoline, and that is a very effective one for arthritis. It's an analgesic, anti-inflammatory, and it helps reduce low blood pressure. It'll help with low blood pressure, arthritis, and rheumatism.
Gotcha.
So, Deep Blue is very effective in pain. I mean, I put it on yesterday. I was moving in a freezer, a chest freezer, and I'm going to pick up the meat today. So I was moving this 300-pound thing off my military 105 trailer by myself without a tractor, and it was more of a challenge, technically. And so you use it for back pain, and I use it for in the garden, knees and backs. And so it works very well, and we also have it as a Deep Blue complex, which is for systemic arthritis and things of that nature. So, you know, I take that now because, you know, I'm not the spring chicken and the 20-year-old Marine. I was a Navy guy near Bud at Coronado. So now I use it as a prophylactic. If I know I'm going to be doing things for hours and hours like skiing, which I think is done for me now for life, and other things. So, yeah, if you're going to be out in the field, it is very, very effective for pain relief. And so many people say, do you have any packets? And I just got a professional massage last week and deep tissue. And so I had it done, and I brought Deep Blue, and I also brought peppermint because it's an analgesic, and it also increases blood flow. So it works very well. And it was funny, when I went to have a lunch, the lady said, in Spanish we were talking, and she said, aceites. She could smell the oil on me in her Mexican restaurant. So it was funny. It was funny that she could, it overcame all the grease and the cilantro and all the salsa and food that she had there. She's like, yeah, I can smell the oil on you.
Well, my oldest grandson was a excellent high school and college football player. He'd already, mm-hmm. he was being looked at by several professional football teams. And if it wasn't for COVID-19 shutting down the tryouts, he would probably be in camp right now. But regardless, his freshman year in college, I was sitting across having breakfast with him, and I had some doTERRA peppermint with me. And I said, here, put a drop of this underneath your nostrils. And he did. And I said, can you tell the difference? He said, yes, Grandpa, I can. My lungs feel like they're filling more completely with air. And I said, here's what you do, young man. Before practice and before the game, you just put this beneath your nostrils, and it'll help you perform better. And he did perform better. He's a track man also. He set records in track that is still standing in his high school. But it will help. It will help you perform better, get more oxygen in your blood more quickly. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
True. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm off, forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Yes, I'm doing more private consultations than ever. What's that all about? Well, it's helping people, men, women, families, get the clarity, get the focus, the information that they need to make major decisions. Details at thelibertyman.com. And, of course, if you would like to be my neighbor, we have some beautiful homes and undeveloped land for sale at my website at thelibertyman.com. The closest one to me is just an 8-minute drive away, the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road. And there's others in what we call the larger neighborhood, Crawford County, Dent County, Phelps County, Texas County, and a lot there, a lot to choose from. Of course, Energy Clearance, I'll be getting a fresh delivery one day this week from the manufacturer, helping people get their lives back. I've got, I think, 5 back orders waiting right now for processing. All the mattress pads are in stock, ready for immediate shipment. We have twin size, full, queen, king, California king, the handy travel size. And for you folks who already have an Energy Cleaner, the Micro Plush Throw. They're cozy. They're elegant. You can put them on your bed, on your recliner, on your car seat. Get the most use out of what you already have with the Energy Cleaner. Only $75 shipping included. You can order your Energy Cleaner your mattress pad, your MicroPlush throw with using PayPal at thelibertyman.com. Or call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day and place your order right there. They'll be glad to take your order. 800-592-9543. Visiting with Leon Green, the former U.S. Navy officer, man about town, advanced prepper who takes care of chickens and has a garden and also has my favorite truck, which I'm envious of. That would be the U.S. Army Deuce and a Half, the 2.5-ton cargo truck. 10 wheels, pushing and pulling. Right, Leon, for the Deuce and a Half?
Yes, sir.
That's amazing.
You're saying 2.5 ton. Many people think, you know, it's too small. No, mine's 22 feet long and weighs 13,000 pounds. And I've carried a whole bunch of things in there, and I had it brought in. And so, yeah, it's a great vehicle. It's multi-fuel. And I even have the EMP shield on there. And people say, you don't need it. I'm like, I know, but I do want my infrared and my night vision and my camera and backup camera. So I still have that protection on there. And so, it's an awesome device. And even drinks ATF, transmission fluid, and motor oil. Use motor oil when you cut it. So, yeah, the benefits from that are incredible. And I just sent you an email. Two other things pertaining to doTERRA's Deep Blue is the NFL, one of our wellness advocates, his name is Tim Hightower, and there's a video on there. And then the other one is the German VFL, and that's the official rub for the entire, for all their teams, the women's and the men's team. And it shows how effective it is. And there's many other celebrities and many other sports athletes that use it because of the fact that they know how effective it is. And unlike, the other chemicals out there, that have, that are made from petroleum distillate, this is actually the oils themselves. So that's why it's
That's right. The
most flavored and most effective. I remember used it when you were running in the marathon before, for your work.
Well, I'm not a marathon runner. In fact, I think it's unhealthy for human beings to do such activity. But I've been a sprinter for all my life. And I keep a tube of doTERRA Deep Blue next to my massage table. If I have an injury from running, that can be rubbed into the injured body part. Typically, it's going to be from the waist down. When you're running, that's where the majority of injuries happen. And it gives pretty much instant relief. It has a very strong but very pleasant odor scent to it. And, I've been using it for years, and it does definitely work. And my wife, Dr. Moore, she would make use of it also. So let's tell people how they can get started with doing what we do every day with doTERRA oils. And the first thing to do is to get two copies of the same book, two different editions of the same book, titled Modern Essentials. People think they can skip this part, but that's not optional. It really isn't. The title of the book is, like I said, Modern Essentials. You're going to want the 5th edition and the 13th edition. The 14th edition will come out sometime in September, not too far away. They print a new edition every year. Now, why do you want two different editions? Here's why. The 5th edition says things that the Food and Death Administration does not allow us to say anymore. And the 13th edition has all the latest and greatest oils. So that's why you went to two different editions. That's number one. Number two, go to my website at libertyman.com, click on to the doTERRA link under products, and do a little shopping. Now here's what you're looking for. You're looking for a kit that's KIT, Kilo India Tango, the largest kit that you can afford without going into debt. We don't encourage it. If that's something you feel compelled to do, there's something that you can take advantage of. PayPal will loan you the money for 6 months with no interest. So that's a pretty good deal there. So get the largest kit you can afford. That's how you get the most bang for your money. Moving far from there, if you're in a hurry, and before you take delivery of the books, and you want to know which oils to get started with, Leon will be glad to help you with that. He'll also be glad to help you start your own business. And not only get the oils for yourself, but sell oils to family members, friends, co-workers, neighbors, people to go to church with, and help them get their lives back also. And Leon, what's that telephone number that people can contact you at?
It's 303-495-2188 Mountain Time.
So if Leon doesn't pick up because he's out cutting up an oak tree or feeding the chickens or riding the tractor, he will get back with you as quickly as possible, and that's what you're known for, is a quick response, aren't you, Leon?
Yes, sir. As a matter of fact, we had just recently, there's a woman, one of your listeners, a great friend of ours, he has a friend who is a pharmacist, and, you know, since she's so educated, she knows everything. But she's had scabies from her husband for the last 4 months, and they've burned up beds and clothes and things like that. But it just blows me away. Some people, it's just like with preparation and preparing, they drag their derriere too much. And so, you know, she's like, I have so many things going on. I'll get back with you later. It's like, you know, I didn't burn the couch. You did. And I didn't throw a bunch of trash. I didn't, you know, every night I don't steam clean my bed either. And so I said, these oils are very effective in killing the scabies under your skin. And you're probably going to have to do it 3 doses because, you know, you have babies and you have larvae right now in your body. And so it just shows you, even when people are in pain and they're dragging their arse, they still take a long time to take action. I mean, these larvae are going through, this parasite's going throughout her body and her husband's body, and he has all sorts of medical issues, but it's just... This blows me away that even though people are in pain, they still drag. And it doesn't matter what it is. I always tell people, you know, you're not going to want to evacuate California or other locations until you have to step over dead bodies. And by then, it's going to be too late. And some people just procrastinate and procrastinate. So please don't do that again in all these things when it deals with preparedness.
Well, procrastination is an expected normal human response, and I've been dealing with it my entire adult life, and it's just the way it is. You know, we attempt to wake people up to the best of our ability. I know that you know, this time next week is going to be August. Sometime in August, typically early to mid August, I'll be covered up with orders for Liberator rocket heaters. It happens every year. So what I like to see is people get their order in more quickly, so they're at the top of the list rather than in the middle or the bottom of the list of people waiting to get their Liberator rocket heaters delivered. Procrastination is an expected normal human behavior, isn't it, Leon?
Yes, sir, but it seemed like if every night you had to steam your bed and you're itching incessantly for the last 4 months, you think you would take action. And, you know, she comes up with all these lame excuses. I'm like, wow, okay. I'm here to help you whenever you get around to it.
And this woman is an educator. She is a pharmacist?
Yeah, she's a pharmacist. And I sent her 9 different things from PubMed, how effective the oils, oregano and lemongrass and all these oils, clove and eucalyptus and tea tree. And she's like, oh, I see the efficacy. And then she gripes about you know, I don't like itching. And I'm like, okay, then this, you know, we can do the order very quickly. It only takes, you know, 3 minutes. And then she just goes into bumble mode. So it's like, okay, I'm here whenever you need help.
Well, it's just people being people. Despite having an advanced degree and more knowledge of medicine and wellness than most normal human beings, she still procrastinated, didn't she?
Exactly.
Amazing.
I guess she stuck in the rut of, okay, every night we have to clean it. And she said, well, I've used other oils from other companies. I said, well, apparently they aren't working, just like the ointments that you administer at your drug facility. None of this stuff is helping you because you've had 4 months of these problems and you're still dealing with it. And so it just blows me away that people, you know, if they're given an option of something that is efficacious and effective, but they still drag. I think some people, it's almost like they're a pariah. It's like a self-imposed pariah.
It is truly amazing. If you have a question or comment, we'd certainly entertain it here at Republic Broadcasting at 512-248-8252. Well, our monthly meetup is a week from Thursday. It'll be the first Thursday of August at the De Trapani's restaurant in the beautiful Benton Square building there in Rolla, Missouri. We get together at 4:30 for dinner. We have an informal discussion between 6 and 7, and Leon takes over at 7 p.m. with training. I typically go home because I get up at 0300 every morning to get prepared for my day and get ready for my radio show. So, Leon, you're in charge of training this coming Thursday, a week from Thursday. Do we know yet what that's going to be, sir?
No, sir. We're going to make it a surprise and motivate people to come.
Okay. I like that. I like that. Well, it's we've been getting the John Moore Radio Show meetup has changed over the years. I've lost track of how many years, 8 or more years. We've drawn in people from all over the country. We've had men and women drive all the way from Chicago just to come to the meetup, all the way from Oklahoma just to come to the meetup. People traveling cross country who they change your itinerary to make sure that they can be in Rolla, Missouri when they're traveling on a road trip across the country. So we never know who's going to be there, who's going to show up, do we, Leon?
Absolutely. And it does keep it spicy then. I mean, even the person who came from Texas, who's the Canadian who stole her property, she's moving here, and you've done some consulting with her. And so she's been there, and she sees the importance of, you know, having contacts. And yeah, it's crucial to have community because, you know, there'll be so many things that people do not have, whether it's the wisdom or the experience, you know, raising chickens or dealing with, you know, the local, you know, pests in the garden and animals for that matter. So all the, you know, you may have a lot of knowledge and experience in wherever you are, but when you move or you go to a different sector, the animals change, the conditions change, the soil changes. There's so many things that are variable. So it's good to have, you know, local contacts. You can have ideas getting, you know, discounted organic compost when you buy it together, like I had done with 25 yards. And there's so many benefits of just being in a group, because especially you can't be a lone wolf, and the Book of Eli is not very accurate in the real world when you're by yourself blind.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Leon, the emails I get, phone calls I get, people are really getting scared. They know what you and I know. They know that the People's Liberation Army is doing things that can only be characterized as preparation for warfare. And we do our best to help these people, don't we?
Yes, sir. And this is the first part, is being educated, but you also have to take, it's incumbent upon yourself to learn more and start taking action. And I think, you know, the paralysis analysis, you know, people think, well, what do I do when this happens? You know, it's better that you get started on a garden in your house, outside, on your rooftop, if you're in an RV, you know, under the canopy, wherever, than to just sit on your derriere. And I think television, you know, I bought a new TV, brand new, still in the box. It's been 3 months now, and I haven't wasted time taking it out because I still have so many other things to accomplish. And so at night, I'm learning more videos, and I'm learning, you know, like I'm doing a chicken coop, and I'll send you pictures as it's growing, but I'm doing a much larger one now that allows me to have all 125 chickens in the same coop. And I'm going to have the guinea fowl in another coop because they are quite bullies. And so, you know, I'm always learning more, whether it's the welding capacities of, you know, the three welders I have in the plasma cutter, as well as, you know, the nuances of chickens and everything else I'm dealing with. So, you know, and especially since I'm doing all this alone, it's much harder for me to accomplish all these goals that I expected to be accomplished 9 months ago. So, you know, right after we get off the panel today, I'm taking off to go pick up 900 pounds of a heifer cow that I bought the entire cow, and I'm sticking in the freezer. I just unloaded last night with the Deep Blue. So, you know, I'm always doing something around here, and most cases it's all by myself. So, yeah, it's
crucial. This is a heifer that's already been butchered and packaged up and frozen.
Yes, sir. And so, yeah, it's already ready. Lowe's made a mistake, and they didn't have the right freezer, and they didn't tell me about the garage-ready importance, and so I had to swap it out, and they're a week overtime. I just picked it up last night, and I'm picking up the meat right now. My freezer's frozen, Hank came out there with an infrared thermometer to check the temperature and verify it's in the teens, and I'm ready to go.
All right. Ready to go. I like to hear that. Well, Leon, we don't know how much time we've got. We don't know what the enemy will do. We know what they can do. And I know in the Navy, they train you to prepare for what the enemy can do, not what they will do. Same thing in the Army. We were trained to prepare for what our enemy could do, not what they can do, because we don't know what they will do, do we?
Absolutely. You're right about that.
Okay, here's our last break. Now, rush back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. Visiting with Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. We got the Tuesday morning roundtable coming up here in 7 or 8 minutes after the top of the hour break. And Leon, this morning we'll have Jeff Nyquist with us. We're not sure if Steve O'Neill or Steve Bannoon will join us. Hopefully one or both of them can. But the Tuesday morning roundtable can be quite exciting, can't it, sir?
Yeah, it can get quite spicy as well. And, you know, another thing I was going to tell you about, you know, some of the, even right now I'm also doing a lot of more a lot more reloading. So I'm dealing with everything from 308, 7mm, 416 Barrett, and 50. So, you know, at night, I'm doing some annealing. The brass, it makes it more malleable and causes your accuracy to increase, and it allows you to have a, it lengthens the life of your brass as well. So whether it's, you know, doing rutabagas and okra, or, you know, working on a 50 BNG load, I'm across the board. And the other thing is I just got my extra helmet now, so I can hook up that that micro IRA I got from Sam Andrews, and, you know, actually start working, using that on the property. And I may start putting on some heavy-duty clothing and see if I can start finding some of these mice and the copperheads that like to wander around down by the garden and the other locations. And actually go out there with a suppressed device so I can eliminate some of these things, especially since, you know, I had the cats playing, I had some mice and kittens that were just near where the copperhead was, you know, an hour and a half earlier. So I was like, wow, they get bit and they're that small, they would die, you know, within a day. So, you know, I'm more concerned about getting rid of mice, getting rid of copperheads, because we're going to have dogs and we're going to have little children here too. So we don't want to have these, you know, an influx and have this safety hazard here as well. Plus, I don't need to deal with, you know, dealing with toxins in a grid down scenario for sure.
Absolutely. Well, you got your work cut out for you, sir, and it's commendable the work you're doing there. You're doing the work of two men, basically, I would say, aren't you, sir?
I would say that, not more, yeah.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, it's work that needs to be done. It's very satisfying and gratifying work as well, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, I enjoy the time I get to hang out with the chickens. They're pretty peculiar. And when I hear people talk about cats having issues, you know, the drama from chickens are quite interesting too. So I have a lot of things going on, and it always helps to be of somebody here to assist you, because like yesterday, the safety issue or smashing a brand new freezer would definitely have been you're gonna have to drag it back down, buy another one, and wait another month and a half for it. So, you know, having the safety, and, you know, having a tractor would be incredible. We had access to one, but now it's no longer available. So but you just got to do what we got to do, or I spend $40,000 and buy one.
Well, good luck on that. When you're in a place like what you have, having a tractor is really makes everything go so much better for so many reasons. We've had Kubota tractors at my place since day one, and I would not want to try to live at one of these remote locations without some kind of tractor. Here's our top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.